Good morning, Sean.
Morning, morning, morning.
Let's get this started with Shayna.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can you just break down what you worked on over the off season and how you're feeling coming into camp?
Let's see. Worked on some mobility stuff. Yeah, a lot of mobility stuff, a lot of I mean, it worked out, but I didn't go like super crazy on like the weights. Like I said, with the mobility stuff, it's really just trying to get my body into these positions and like holding strength there. As far as like mechanical stuff, it's just kind of just cleaning things up and just trying to be more efficient going down the mound and just having feel for my pitches. So feel like I did a really good job of that, and I'm really excited with all the work that I put in during the off season. I feel like I'm ready for spring training and the season.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, fine. Thanks. It seems like it was about 200,000 years ago, but it's only 2016. But you have been here and with the Athletics, and right now, you're very far away from 30 years old. But you're the pitcher in there in the rotation with more experience in the rotation. How you feel to be a quote unquote the older guy at the end of the rotation? Well, of course you have fires, but in terms of being with the ace in the rotation, so far, and what do you think about the ace of rotation? You have six guys with five spots.
Yeah, being the it's I keep thinking about that a lot. It's crazy. Feels like forever ago that I got drafted, and then when I came over here. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy how much time flies, and I mean, over all these years, like it's just crazy how much I've learned and just how much more confidence I have each year, and just all the stuff that you go through over all that time. So just looking back on things, it's crazy how things work out, but I wouldn't want it any other way. And as far as this rotation, it's crazy. I think if we all could stay healthy and pitch to our potential, I think we're definitely one of the best rotations in Major League Baseball. I think each of us bring some to the table, and we got some young studs, and just the veteran guys. I think we bring just confidence or whatever to the table. So it's fun to be around and that makes things better that we're all cool with each other and like all that friendly competition.
Yeah, the pitching staff in general have some new faces. Of course, Yusmeiro's there again, and Trevino. But you have now a very a stellar closer now with Trevor Rosenthal. Could you talk in general terms of all of those changes in the pen, and what do you think about the A's pen for this year?
Yeah, it's the core guys that we have returning are they're unbelievable. They've shown that the past couple of years, and just seeing watching guys from afar, the new guys that we have, it's I'm really excited with what they bring. And I think that this bullpen that we have is again going to be one of the top bullpens in the league. So it's fun to have those guys and know that when you come out of the mound, come off the mound, it's you got guys behind you to close the door.
Martin.
Hey Sean, good to see you again.
See.
I know every camp it seems like you have something that you've kind of focused on. Last year it was trying to master the slider. Is there anything that you're particularly focusing on this camp as you get ready for another season?
Honestly, it's just I have the stuff, just going out there and doing it. throwing my stuff, trusting that all the stuff that I've done is enough, and just making sure that I'm able to throw all my pitches for strikes. When I do that, I think I'm one of the best pitchers in the league, and I firmly believe that. So really it's just going out there, throwing my stuff for strikes, and just getting guys out however I can.
Matt?
Sean, curious with Sean Murphy not really being able to do much in camp yet and Jonah Heim traded, which catchers have you worked with so far in camp?
Let's see, I've worked with Aramis, I've worked with Soderstrom, that's how you say his name, Tyler, and Colin Thoreau. I threw to him yesterday, and they're all great. I know, Tyler's, he's 19 or something like that, super young. He's from what I've seen, just catching like one bullpen. He's really good. Still some things to work on, but for where he's at right now, he's definitely in the right spot. Colin, same thing. I've thrown him, I think, once before, twice before, and I love the way he caught. And same thing with Aramis. Just that vibe and the back and forth that you have with the catchers, I think, is huge. And I think all those guys have it.
And then, do you see it as a challenge? I mean, coming off of last year with not having thrown very many innings, obviously nobody did. Do you see it as a challenge kind of going into this season, going in supposedly a 162 game season to stay available and kind of be strong enough to pitch throughout the whole year?
It is going to be a challenge. That's the beauty of it. You got to figure out ways to go out there and pitch every start. That's what we're paid to do. So, I think it is a challenge, but it's also going to be something I'm looking forward to because, there's nowhere I'd rather be down the mound.
Vince?
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for answering the annual "What will Sean Manaea's hair look like in spring training?" Chance to see that. Just following up a little bit what you touched on before. The A's are a team that does go through change quite a bit, but the rotation is intact, and there's always talk about the camaraderie among rotations that get to stay together, feeding off of each other. Can you explain in your thoughts about having everybody together? What you feel like as a group you want to do to take that next step and go further than the club has gone, even though you've reached the playoffs, three straight years, but want to extend further than that, and how that comes together with a group that knows each other so well?
Next step, I think is just, everyone kind of being consistent and finding that, being consistent in like performances. I feel like last year it was kind of like, I started off the year pretty bad, and then found my groove towards the end part. Bass, he was grooving like the whole season. Kind of seemed like some guys were had some ups and downs, some guys were pretty consistent. I feel like if we can kind of keep that trend, more upward, that's where things, tend to kind of go get better. And just having that, camaraderie, each other, it's being critical of each other and talking to each other in between starts and saying like, yeah, you could have done this, or, what happened in this situation, stuff like that. I think is what we, do good. And I think we could be doing better, be doing things that, we haven't done in the past. And I think with this group, I think that's what you know, we need to do is just, you know, be critical of each other and you know, continue to grow as a unit.
Jess?
Hey, Sean, good to see you. I can tell you've evolved over the years as a pitcher. So what's one of your main takeaways since you got into the league up until now?
As far as what?
Just how you're, I guess, just how you are emotionally or just viewing the game or anything like that. Because I feel like you've had, I feel like your game's kind of changed over the years, your pitching and all that.
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's changed a lot. Yeah, I'm not 23 anymore, throwing like 96. You know, I don't know, who knows, maybe I'll do that again this year. But as far as like things change, I definitely, you know, I think I have a lot more confidence in like how I'm going about my business, and not so much like worrying about, you know, what this guy's doing or, you know, this other guy, or how like this guy in a different league, you know, how he's performing. Like, you know, I'm just worried about how I go about my business and if I'm ready for my next start and all the work that I put in. And yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like when you're younger, you know, you try to, you know, blow things out. You try to, you know, hit the gas pedal, you know, pedal to the metal kind of, mentality. And now I'm like finessing things in a way, like knowing when to, you know, push the gas pedal and when to like back off. And I think, you know, obviously that comes with experience. So, I'm not, you know, the greatest at it, but I definitely think that's what changed over the past couple of years.
I have another one. Just last season, you were doing these fun interviews from the stands. Did you enjoy doing that, like in the middle of the game?
Yeah, that's fun. I feel like that's basically what I do during the game, is just kind of not commentate, but just, you know, like some guy does a nasty play that, you know, going crazy. So, yeah, that's fun. I like doing those things.
Dallas?
Manoush, as a guy who was able to have those conversations with you, greatly appreciated, my man. Look, you've had to clear some hurdles, brother, if we're being honest. Surgery, knocking the rust off of that, coming back, dealing with the startup, the shutdown. You have in the past acknowledged, you know what, I want to pitch with a little more attitude. Maybe I'm a little nicer than I think I need to be or I can be out there. All of that being said, all of this evolution that we're talking about, kind of along the same vein as Jess, what have you noticed about yourself that has become important in your preparation? Because you hit on, you know, I'm not crushing 1,000-pound squat rack this offseason. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to get my body in position. It feels like you're learning a heck of a lot about yourself. What has been the biggest takeaway for you through all of this?
So the biggest thing is just, you know, believing that I'm nasty. You know,
you are.
And I think it goes like to what you said is like, I feel like I am too nice. And I was kind of talking to some people earlier, and it's kind of, you know, like I'm too, like sometimes too nice, too like easygoing when I need to, like, you know, maybe hype myself up. Those kinds of things, I think, of are those big changes for me, is just honestly believing that, you know, I am like I have disgusting stuff, and I need to, you know, believe that and use that, and I'd be like, you know, I guess so nice about it. I don't want to be like, you know, verbal or like, you know, do like that. It's just, you know, how I carry myself on the mound is how I like I internally believe it, but I don't know, just like, I guess, expressing that out on the mound. I don't know. It's like it's weird dynamic, but yeah, I think, I guess that's it.
Sure. And has there been any effort? Like, look, we got the mental ABCs of pitching. We got a ton of stuff at our disposal in terms of how to get right physically on the mound. You're talking about those adjustments. Has there been any effort to reach out to sports psychologists, mental coaches for any advice along those lines? Or is it just about understanding, like, I'm feeling who I am. I'm growing into myself. I've got this.
Yeah, it's you know, a little bit of both. I'm starting to work with actually one of my best friends. He was my college roommate. His name's Tyler Pasek. Shout out Pasek Performance Group. He's I'm working with him this season, and you know, he's been helping me out a lot. And you know, also at the same time, is just you know, having that belief in myself. You know, like there's no reason like I shouldn't be. Like I have confidence in myself, but, you know, in time, like at times in the past, I've just kind of struggled with, you know, whatever, maybe, you know, maybe give up like five runs or, you know, had, you know, gone through injury or whatever it is. So it's kind of like those little thing or those things, you know, slowly diminish, I guess, that confidence over time. And now I'm at the point where it's like, I don't care about any of that stuff anymore. I'm just, you know, I'm here to like go out and pitch and help this team win a World Series. So, yeah, I mean, if I, you know, try to keep, if I make things super complicated, then, you know, my mind's all over the place, but, you know, just keep it simple and, you know, have that belief.
Martin?
When you say you're working on mobility stuff, what kind of stuff does that kind of entail, and how do you think that kind of will help you for this year?
I think, you know, there's parts, you know, my body specifically that aren't, you know, aren't, up to like, up to par with like everything else. So like, I feel like I'm, you know, pretty like glute and, you know, hamstring dominant or like quad dominant. But like my, I guess internal abductors, I forget which one that is. Like those are pretty weak, and then like my internal rotation on some stuff is like weak. So I started working with a guy, and you know, I kind of told him all these things, and you know, I did that, you know, 5 days a week during this off season, and it was great. A lot of those things I've never actually done before in my life, like a lot of the exercises and all these different things, and you know, I feel like it's helped out a lot, and I can already tell pitching bullpens down here and pitching them again yesterday, just how much better I'm, you know, getting down the mound and just how more efficient things are. So yeah, it's been great. And, you know, I've loved, it's crazy, like seeing the progress or the, you know, in such like a short amount of time relative to, you know, like my career.
And another thing I asked you about was, it sounds like there's a possibility at some point this year that fans could be let into the Coliseum. And I just wanted to know, you know, how special would that be for you guys, especially going through the last year without the fans? And I know it got kind of weird at times with the crowd noise, to actually have real fans in the stadium this year at some point.
Yeah, let's get them back in. Definitely need them. I miss them. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch videos on YouTube all the time of, you know, anything. It could be guys hitting bombs, you know, pitchers, you know, all different stuff. And, you know, it's just funny how much more is like brought to the table when fans are there and engaged, and like something cool happens and you can just hear like crowd reaction. Like that's so cool. And, you know, I know, you know, the teams did, you know, doing their best to, you know, try to emulate that, but, you know, it's so hard to do that when you don't have like the actual fans there. So, yeah, it's, I'm hoping we can get, you know, as many people in, you know, as safely as possible, but, you know, the more the merrier, that's for sure.
Okay. Just these last couple questions, Manolo.
Hey, Sean, AJ Puck has so much talent, but he has had a rough time until now because, you know, the injuries and stuff, was not able to pitch last year. What are some of the things you have seen out of him at this spring and that make you believe that probably this could be his, you know, great year in the majors?
I think it goes, you know, to the offseason, just kind of being in touch. You know, I know he worked out with Zeus down in Florida. And I know I think they go to Cressy, which is, you know, they're pretty renowned for all the stuff they do down there. I can see the work that he's put in. And I think, you know, we've been here 2 weeks now I just seen like all the work that he's put in and I could tell from his arm action, his arm path is a lot smoother, a lot cleaner. So it just shows all the work that he's put in. Hoping that translates into him being on the mound and showing, what he is and when he's out there and healthy, I know he's a beast.
Yeah, you just mentioned Luzardo. You have seen him pitch this spring. People say that he may evolve one day to be the number one starter in the staff. Yeah, what are some of the things that impress you most about Luzardo this year?
Well, he throws really hard. That's for one. Throws three pitches for strikes. He's just got it. So it's fun watching him pitch. I mean, I watched him throw 2 days ago, and it was like he was in midseason form already. It's crazy. How far he is at that age. He should be. He's a stud.
Final question from Vince.
Sean, since the bearded Anderson Cooper got you to reveal that you're working with on the mental side with your ex roommate, could you give us the spelling of your ex roommate's last name?
Pazik, P-A-Z-I-K.
There was a Mike Pazik that was a longtime pitching coach in the big leagues. Does he have any relation to him?
He's never talked about him before, so I maybe he's a long-lost uncle or something like that, but I don't know.
And your buddy's first name is Tom, is that right?
Tyler.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Yep.